ധ്യാമോധളാവകുണ്ടലവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. Yeah, we were discussing the 90th shloka about Shankara speaking about Prarabdha Karma. So as we learned, there are three types of karma: Sanchita Karma, Prarabdha Karma and Aghami. So Sanchita Karma is the karma that a person has accumulated over previous birth, and it is in a stored form. So we can call it accumulated or stored karma. And prarabdham is that karma which has given this particular birth, due to which the prarabdha karma is the basis for our current birth. And the agami karma is the future karma. So whatever we do now, that gets accumulated, that gets into the agami karma. So as we discussed that, for a jnani there is no sanchitam and aghami, because sanchitam gets burnt due to knowledge, and his current actions, he is not the karta. Since he is not the karta, therefore he is unaffected by the activities, therefore there is no kartrutvam. Since there is no kartrutvam, there will be no aghami karma, there will be no future karma arising out of the current karma, current actions of the jnani. But an ajnani sees his body, he sees the body or the current life of the jnani as still existing. Therefore, it's a normal notion, it is a view for the ajnani that prarabdha karma still remains behind for a ajnani. So from an ajnani, not for an ajnani, for a jnani, from the ajnani's perspective. So Shankara said that tat nirakriyate adhuna. So whatever is being explained, whatever many acharyas explained, that prarabdha karma still remains behind after jnanam, after realization, that is being negated. So the next few shlokas Shankara would be giving few logical explanation, logical reasons to show that for a jnani, from the jnani's perspective, there is no prarabdha karma. So we have to understand that whenever acharyas in Tattva Bodha or any other work, they speak about prarabdha karma still remaining for a jnani, because their body is sustained, that is with respect to an ajnani. That is for an ajnani, that is for the vision of an ajnani, for the better understanding of an ajnani, that is not the real viewpoint of the jnani. From the jnani's perspective, there is only Brahman, therefore there is no prarabdha karma, there is no body, therefore there is no prarabdha karma. So the next few shlokas Shankara gives some logical explanation to prove, or rather disprove, that prarabdha karma still remains behind for a jnani. So Shankara is going to prove that the opinion or the statement that prarabdha karma still remains behind for a jnani is not valid, that is wrong, that is a wrong statement. From the jnani's perspective, there is only Brahman, therefore there is no scope for prarabdham. So that is what he is going to explain. So he says in the 91st shloka, tattvajnanodayadhurdvam prarabdham naiva vidyate dehadinam asatvattu yatha swapno vibodatah. So jnanam, after jnanam, what happens when a person realizes? When a person realizes, then he gets out of this waking world. he gets out of this Jagrat Prapancha into the realm of Turiya, Turiyavastha, or the fourth state wherein there is only Brahman. And realization or the spiritual path or the waking world is considered the same as dream world. Even as a person who wakes up from a dream, after waking up from the dream, there is no dream world. So once a person wakes, as long as a person is dreaming, there is a dream world. The moment he gets up, the moment he wakes up from the dream world, the entire dream world becomes non-existent. So the entire dream world is completely eliminated. So after a person gets up from dream, he cannot say that I am still there, I the dreamer am still there, or the dream objects are still there. Such a scenario, such a case is not at all possible, because once a person wakes up, then there is no dream world. So extending this example to Jagrat and realized state. So in the Jagrat Loka, when a person is there in the Jagrat Loka, he is in a dream, the dream of Jagrat, the dream of Ajnanam. And once a person wakes up from this dream of Ajnanam by gaining Jnanam or knowledge, that is what is termed as Moksha. So after Jnana Prapti, after Moksha, he wakes up from the Jagrat Loka. Once he wakes up from the Jagrat Loka, then there is no Jagrat world. So there is no Jagrat world. If there is no Jagrat world, so how can you say there is no Jagrat world? It is similar to dream. So once a person wakes up from dream, there is no dream world. Similarly, once a person wakes up from the Ajnanam of Jagrat Loka, there is no Jagrat Loka. If Jagrat Loka is not there, then the body, or our body, which is part of Jagrat Loka, also ceases to exist. And once the body, that our body, which is part of Jagrat Loka, ceases to exist, then Prarabdham, which is considered as that karma which sustains this particular body, that will also vanish. So it's a progressive explanation, you can say. So once a person wakes up from the Ajnanam, the dream of Ajnanam, when knowledge dawns and he gains Aparoksha Jnanam or Moksham, then there is no Jagrat Loka. If there is no Jagrat Loka, then there is no Shariram. If there is no Shariram, then there is no Prarabdham. So there is no Prarabdham for such a person who has come out of the dream of Jagrat Loka. So as long as a person is in the Jagrat Loka, there is Prarabdham. But for a Jnani, and how can we say that a Jnani wakes up from Jagrat? That is what Shastras say. So Shastras clearly say that. Shankara himself has explained in quoting Shruti in previous shlokas in this work that once a person wakes up, once a person comes out of Ajnanam, then there is nothing. So it is like waking up from a dream. So once he wakes up, then he realizes that there is only Brahman here. So everything is Brahman. So once a person wakes up, there is only Brahman. So that means the duality or Jagrat Lokam or duality completely vanishes. And when Jagrat Lokam vanishes, then there is no body. When there is no body, then there is no Prarabdham. That means for a person who has woken up from this long dream of Jagrat Loka, there cannot be any Prarabdham. So this is one way of telling, like Shankara is giving one proof, one reason that after a person wakes up, even like in dream, when a person wakes up, there is no dream world. Similarly, when a person wakes up from the dream of Ajnanam, after Jnana Prapti, there will be no Jagrat Loka, means there will be no body, Shariram, which means there will be no Prarabdham. Therefore, for a Jnani, there is no Prarabdham. So if somebody says there is Prarabdham for the Jnani, then Shankara says, Tattva Jnana Udayad Urdhvam. Tattva Jnana Udayad. Udayad means arising or awakening of Tattvajnanam. When a person gains Tattvajnanam, Urdvam, after that, after gaining Tattvajnanam, Prarabdham na eva vidyate. Prarabdham doesn't exist. Prarabdham ceases to exist. Why? Dehadinam asatvat. So, dehadinam asat. So, deham, once a person wakes up, once a person has Tattvajnanam, then he wakes up from Jagrat Loka. So, dehadinam asat. Deham. Deham, etc. Deham as well as the entire world is asat. Therefore, there is no prarabdham. How is this? Yatha swapno vibhodatah tu. So, dehadinam asat. Asatvattu, asatvattu. So even asatvat, so deha is non-existence like swapno vibodhataha, like dream objects when a person wakes up. So even as a person who wakes up from dream realizes that there is no dream world or dream objects, similarly once a person wakes up from the ajnanam, he gains jnanam, tattvajnana udayam happens for him, then there is no prarabdham because deham, etc. Deham and the entire world is unreal once a person wakes up. And it is also good to remember that tattvajnanam here means the knowledge that there is only one entity. So, knowledge about that Brahman which alone exists, sarvam brahmamayam. That Brahman which alone exists, that knowledge is what is pointed out here, not other knowledge. And it is not Paravoksha Jnanam, it is not Jnanam that we gain intellectually, gain from the Guru and the Shastras, but it is a experience. So, it is not mere word knowledge that is transformed or transmitted from the Guru and to the Shishya, but that is Paravoksha Jnanam, when a person hears from the Guru, from a third person, not his own experience. But here, once a person gains aparoksha jnanam, once a person gets aparoksha jnanam, that is when he realizes that there is no prarabdha. So, tattva jnanam here means aparoksha jnanam, that Brahman alone exists. Shankara continues this analysis of refuting that prarabdham exists for a jnani. So, he says in the 92nd shloka, karma janmantariyam yat prarabdhamiti kirtitam tattu janmantara bhavat pumso naivasti karhichit. So we can say this is a second reason or second perspective. So the first perspective is with respect to dream. Even as a person wakes up from dream and realizes that there are no dream objects, similarly a person who wakes up by knowledge from this world, from the Jagrat Loka, there is no Jagrat Loka, therefore there is no Prarabdham. So here Shankara says that Prarabdham, what is Prarabdham? We know that Prarabdham is like that karma which sustains the current body, and it is part of Sanchitam, as we have discussed. Previous karmas, whatever a person has accumulated in the previous birth, that is Sanchitam, part of it gets transformed or converted into prarabdham, thereby we gain this body. So this getting this body as well as sustenance of this body is prarabdha karma. So karma janma antariyam kritam yat prarabdham iti kirtitam. Yat karma, that karma, janma antariyam, that which has been done in many births, in previous births, prarabdham iti kirtitam, that is called prarabdham. That karma which has been done in the previous birth is called prarabdham. So we have to add the explanation or description that it's not the entire karma that we have done previously which is called prarabdham. It is only the entire karma that we have that entire karma of previous birth which gets converted into the current birth or current life. So the sanchita karma, part of sanchita karma gets, the accumulated karma which we have accumulated, part of it gets converted into this current life or the current birth. That is called prarabdham. But such karma cannot be there for a person who has realized. For a jnani, tattu janma antara abhavat, tat pumsaha, that person who Jnana Udayat Urdhvam. So, a person who has got Tattva Jnanam, who has achieved Tattva Jnanam, for him, there is no Janmam. Janma Antara Abhavat. Janma Antara Abhavat. Other Janmas. He doesn't have any birth. So, he doesn't have any other birth. So, even if it is argued that he has the current birth, it was the argument of argument for saying that prarabdham is there, because for an ajnani sees the jnani with a body. So even if we agree or argue that the jnani has this current body, yet he doesn't have any other birth. Why doesn't he have any other birth? Because he is not the ego, and for him there is no sanchita karma. If there is no sanchita karma for a jnani, then he cannot have any other birth. So since he doesn't have any other birth, therefore he cannot gain prarabdha, he cannot get prarabdha. Because prarabdha is got only by previous karmas. Sanchita karma partly becomes prarabdham. But for the jnani there is no sanchita karma, because sanchita karma requires previous births. For a jnani there is no previous birth, for a jnani there is no birth at all. Since there is no birth for a jnani, therefore there cannot be any prarabdham for the jnani. So this is the second argument, second way of telling that prarabdham means, like, prarabdham is that karma which which has been converted from sanchita karma. So whatever we have done previous births, the n number of births, millions of births that we have experienced, we have gone through, and we have accumulated karmas by doing various karma, that is called sanchitam. And sanchitam is still there, stored out of that storage house of karmas. If a small part is taken and is converted into this current birth, so this current birth or prarabdham is part of sanchita karma. Sanchita karma means previous births should be there, else a person cannot have accumulated birth karma. What we do now goes to agami. What we have now is due to prarabdham. So sanchitam means we have to have previous birth. But for a jnani there is no birth, because he is not the body. So the jnani doesn't have any birth. He is the birthless person. He has achieved that state. Yad gatvana nivartante raddhama paramam mama. After reaching where, he doesn't return. So no return means there is no maranam. If there is no maranam, then that means there is no janma. If he doesn't return means janma marana abhavam. So that means he doesn't come into samsaram, he doesn't have janma and maranam. If he doesn't have any janma and maranam, he doesn't have any janma at all. So he doesn't have any janma, because na jayate mriyati va kadachid nayam kutaschid na bhuva kaschid ajo nityah shashvatoyam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. This is one of the quotation in Kathopanishad which Sri Krishna has said even in Gita. Na jayate mriyate va kadachid na bhuva na, I forgot the shloka in Gita, but Kathopanishad says that the Atman na jayate mriyate va vipaschit. The Atman is never jayate mriyate, it's never born and it doesn't have any death as well. Nayam kutaschit na babhuva kaschit. There is no way that it can be created, or there is any means by which it can be created. Why? Ajo nityah ajaha janmam. It is without any janmam, and nityah, it is eternal. Ajo nityah shashvato shashvatah. Shashvatam, it is eternal. Shashvatam, shashvatam, nityam means like always there, constant, we can say always there with respect to time. Shashvatam means changeless, so without any, both words lead to eternality, but nityam is with respect to time, shashvatam is with respect to change, so with changeless. I am purano, it is puranam. Puranam means it is there from old times, ancient times, and it is still the same, it is without any change. Na hanyate hanyamane sharire, it is not killed, it doesn't die when the body dies. So those are like Shruti places where it speaks about the Atman as being without any birth. So Atman is without any birth. The Atman doesn't have any birth at all. And if the Atman doesn't have any birth, if it doesn't have any birth, then the Jnani who has realized the Atman, who is in the state of Atman, who is the Atman, he also doesn't have any birth. So if he doesn't have any birth, then he cannot have Prarabdham, because Prarabdham is what we are experiencing now because of previous karmas. So Sanchita karma or previous birth karmas gets converted into Prarabdham. So the second reason that Shankara gives here is that for Prarabdham to exist, there should be Sanchita karma. Sanchita karma is possible only when there are previous births. But for a jnani, tattu janma antara abhava, that person who has tattva jnanam, who has gained tattva jnanam, who is the Atman, for such a person, janma antara abhava, antara means other, so janma antara abhava, he doesn't have any other birth. Therefore, na eva asti karhichit prarabdham, na eva asti karhichit, there is no prarabdham for sure. In no way can he have prarabdham, so he cannot have any prarabdham. So Shankara gives another logical explanation. So it's a bit more logic. So that he says in the next shloka, 93rd shloka. Swapna deho yatajyastah तथैवायं हि देहकः अद्यस्तस्य कुतो जन्म जन्माभावे हि तत्कुतः. So Shankara is giving a third perspective or a third reason we can say. So swapna deham, it's again with respect to swapnam. So prarabdham is with respect to this deham. And swapna, if we consider swapna, in the swapnam, the swapna deha, we have a different body in swapna. Daily we have different bodies in swapna. The swapna deha, the body that we have in dream, in swapna, is a superimposition on the dreamer. We know that the entire dream world is superimposed on the dreamer. So a person, the world or whatever is seen is dream, that is in fact in the dreamer. Everything is in the dreamer. That is what is called as adhyasam or superimposition. Even as when we see water in desert, the water is superimposed on the desert. Similarly, the entire dream world is superimposed on the dreamer. So if entire dream world, from entire dream world or from that general or generic view, we come down to body. So the body that a person has in dream, the dream body is superimposed on the dreamer. Similarly, the waking body is superimposed on the Atman. So even as the waker or the person who is dreaming is the substratum for the dream world, similarly the Atman or awakened person is the substratum for the waking world. So once a person wakes up, then he realizes that the entire Jagrat Loka, or to be specific, the Jagrat Sharira, the Sharira that a person seems to be having, that is superimposed on the Atman. So that which is superimposed is called an illusion. So even as the superimposition of water in desert is called an illusion, similarly the swapna deha, which is superimposed on the dreamer, is an illusion. In the same way, the jagrat sharira, the sharira that a person has, that is a superimposition on the Atman, therefore it is an illusion. Any illusion, anything which is superimposed, doesn't have any birth. We cannot have any birth of water in desert because it is an illusion. Any illusion cannot really have a birth. So when we say birth, it is with respect to the empirical world, when something is really created, something new is created, something that is existent, something that which is existing at the empirical level that is created. So when a pot is created, we call it a creation because it is a it is something different. Namarupam at least is different. But we know that though the Jagat or the world can be considered as a Namarupam in Brahman, yet it is also an illusion. It is same as water seen in desert. Those are two different perspectives, like illusions and Namarupam. Both are ultimately same. So for an Ajnani, the pot seems to be different, a different creation from mud, whereas for the Kulala or the person who does, the potter, they are both the same. So creation or birth is when something new is created, whereas we know that there is, in illusion, there is nothing new created. So in magic, even as in magic, a magician shows different things. He shows things as really existing when they never really exist. So I'm not sure whether you have seen movies. There was one of the top movies of last year, 2006. The movie was titled Illusionist. So in which a person shows various magic. So he goes on to show different things, like as if people are talking to him, and he creates all such illusions. It is also said that in Kerala, a famous magician came to a kingdom, the palace of a king, and then he showed as if the entire kingdom was immersed in water. There was flood, and it seems even the king got deluded by that. So even as the case with any illusion or with respect to the magical creation of the magician, it doesn't have any creation. We cannot really call it creation. That's why we call it magic. It's some gimmick. It's not a real creation. So any illusion is the same way. Any illusion cannot have any birth. So if illusion cannot have any birth, then that extends to, illusions can have birth. If a person says that, then we will have to explain as to the illusion of dream body, whether it is really created. Once a person wakes up, he realizes that there is no dream body created. Maybe in dream, while dreaming, it may appear to him that, the body is created. He gets to sun, and then they have their marriage, etc., etc., happens. All those things happen. But once he wakes up, he realizes that there was no dream body. The illusion of dream body was never created. So for a jnani, when he wakes up from the Jagrat Loka, it's a similar case. So the waking body or Shariram is a superimposition. It is an illusion in the Atman. Since it is an illusion, it doesn't have any birth. Since the body doesn't have any birth, that means there is no birth of the body. So if there is no birth of the body, then how can there be prarabdham? Prarabdham means we have to have this body. We have to have got or achieved this body. That is what is called prarabdha karma. Prarabdha karma is when sanchita karma gets converted and we achieve this birth, and this birth is sustained. But when we know that the waking body or shariram is only an illusion, that means it doesn't have any birth. Since it doesn't have any birth, therefore there cannot be any prarabdham. So how is there any case of prarabdham? So Shankara says here, yatha, like swapna deho adhyastaha. Swapna deham is adhyastam. Adhyastam is superimposed. It is superimposed on the dreamer, therefore it is an illusion. Similarly, tataiva, similarly, he, surely, I am dehakaha. This deham, or whatever a person seems to have, the deham, the body, adhyastasya, the adhyasta deham, this deham which has been superimposed, which is a superimposition on the real Atman, on the jnani. So that superimposed deham, kuto janmaha, for the superimposed jagrat chariram, how can there be janma? kuto janmaha. How can there be janma? There cannot be any janma. That means kuto janmaha means that there cannot be any janma. And so there cannot be any janma for the body, because so the way Shankara explains is the waking or the dream body is a superimposition. That means it's an illusion. Similarly, the Jagrat Sharira is also a superimposition. It is also an illusion. And since the Jagrat Sharira is a Adhyastam, for such a Jagrat Sharira, Adhyasta Sharira, for that Sharira, Kuto Janmaha, how can there be birth? That means there cannot be any birth. And Janma Bhave he surely, Janma Bhave, since Janma is not there, Abhavam, there is absence of Janma, Tat Kutaha. So tat, that, how can that be there? So that here means stands for prarabdham. So even as the Swapna Sharira is a adhyastam, is a superimposition, the Jagrat Sharira is also a superimposition. And since Jagrat Sharira is superimposed, therefore how can there be a birth of Jagrat Sharira? Since there cannot be any birth for Jagrat Sharira, therefore how can there be prarabdham? Which means there cannot be any prarabdha. So this is the third reason that Shankara gives, that since the Jagrat Sharira is superimposed, it cannot have any birth. Since it cannot have any birth, therefore it is only an illusion, and therefore there is no birth at all. Since there is no birth, therefore there cannot be any prarabdham. So prarabdham is not at all there. So with these three reasons, Shankara says that prarabdham, for a jnani cannot have any prarabdham. So the first case is with respect to dream. Even as a person who wakes up from dream realizes that the entire dream world is unreal, similarly a person who wakes up, a jnani who wakes up from this Jagrat Loka, he realizes that there is no Jagrat Loka. And since there is no Jagrat Loka, therefore there cannot be any prarabdham which is associated with the body in the Jagrat Loka. That is one perspective or one reason. And the second reason that Shankara gave was that prarabdham means the sanchita karma, the previously accumulated karma getting converted into this body. And the jnani doesn't have any other births. He doesn't have other births. He doesn't have birth at all. So if he doesn't have any other birth, so even if we assume that he has this current life, the current birth, yet he doesn't have other births. So if he doesn't have other births, then there cannot be any prasakti for prarabdham. So there is the second reason. And the third reason is that swapna deha, the deham that a person has in swapna is a superimposition, therefore it's an illusion. Similar is the case with the Jagrat Sharira. Jagrat Sharira is an illusion. And any illusion cannot have any birth. That means Jagrat Sharira cannot have any birth. And unless Jagrat Sharira has a birth, there cannot be any prarabdham, because prarabdham means giving birth to this particular body and sustenance of this body. Since this body itself is an illusion, there cannot be any prarabdham. So with these three reasons, Shankara has proved beyond doubt that for a jnani, for a person who has sattvajnanam, there is no prarabdham. So we have to remember and understand that what he is saying from the perspective of the jnani, not from the perspective of ajnani. And ajnani might see, like a person who is still dreaming, he may see Shankara in dream, he may see many other Mahatmas in dream. That doesn't mean that they really exist. They are as illusory as his own body in dream. So the Mahatmas that ajnani sees are as illusory as his own body. Whatever exists is only Brahman. And tatvajnana udhayam, after a person gains knowledge, that means not parokshajnanam, not knowledge, hearsay knowledge from guru or shastra, but intuitive experience, one's own aparoksha anubhavam. When aparoksha anubhavam of atman happens, that is what is called as tatvajnanam. And that means, so in such a state, there is only atman, there is nothing else but atman alone exists. So after jnanam, there is no dvaitam. After jnanam, there is no prapancham. After jnanam, there is no mithya. After jnanam, whatever exists is only Brahman. So the vision that a jnani has, so he may also see things and objects like we see, but as Shankara himself explained in a previous shloka, that once it passes through the mind, So even as grihyamane gate, as he said, grihyamane gate yadvat pratika yati vaibhalat. So grihyamane gate, even though ghatam is seen, the mind converts it to mrit. Similarly, vikshamane prapanchepi brahmaivabhati bhasvaram. Similarly, even though the world might be seen, it will be converted in the mind as Brahman. So for a jnani, there is only Brahman. Even though there is body and many bodies going by, still for him, all those are Brahman. Yachya kinchit jagat sarvam drishyate sruyate piva antar bahishchatat sarvam vyapyan narayana sthita. We have discussed this many times. So yachya kinchit jagat sarvam, whatever is there in the world, drishyate sruyate piva, whatever is seen or heard, antar bahishcha tat sarvam, internal, inside and out, internally and externally, in and out of all those, vyapyat narayana stitaha, narayana or Brahman, the ultimate reality of Brahman, parabrahman, nirguna parabrahman, he is present in them, inside and out, he pervades them in and out, that means only he exists. So farajnani satvajnanam here means that the experience, intuitive experience, that everything is Brahman alone. So once that is achieved, once a person gains that, then there is no prarabdham, there is no prasakti for prarabdham. Prarabdham is invalid for such a person. So that is what Shankara has proved through these three shlokas. We will continue in the next day. Hari Om.